stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rally at you again on Sundays from 2 to 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
Keep your ear right here.
Ooh, starting with some gold, Zach.
Starting with a tried and true method.
Zach, I mean, it's t-shirt weather again.
It's t-shirt weather again. Not for the people of Stanthorpe.
No, freezing cold.
Am I right?
Hey-o! 8 centimetres of snow down there. Imagine waking
like
up to that.
I like to call it 800 mil.
Ooh.
800 mil of snow.
Makes it sound like a lot more.
Yeah, coming down on you.
Oh boy, there was some sad looking snowmen though.
Oh.
I mean, 8 centimetres of snow in Queensland is a lot.
Yep.
But to make snowmen, I don't think so. The produce store's all out of carrots.
I've never seen snow.
Never seen snow.
Never seen snow.
We'll be talking to the mayor of Stanthorpe a little bit later in the show, so we can get his take on it, which will be exciting news. But Zach, on my way in, a bit of a controversy actually on the way in.
Hello.
What's the procedure with running over ibis?
Go for it.
Go for it.
If they're in the way and they'd cause a hazard. I was always taught if an animal's on the road and you braking for it or maneuvering out of its way will cause any danger to yourself or another human, you would have floor it and run that animal down.
And then if they
that's a direct quote from my driving instructor.
What if they make it to safety? You have to mount the curb and chase them down back into the stables?
That's optional. You earn points back onto your license by doing that.
Oh, great news.
Taking out one rogue duck or ibis.
I could have got some points back because I'm sitting at the lights, parked up at the lights, being a good driver and stopping. And this ibis just jumps down from the footpath and just starts strolling out in front of my car. And then he just stopped there. And I thought, well, hang on a sec, what's going on here? And then the light turns green. Ibis hasn't moved. He's still standing in front of my car like he's protesting or like he's suicidal or something. And the people behind me are beep, beep, beeping. And I'm going, what the hell's going on?
You were screaming, I got an ibis in front of me.
I couldn't even see because I couldn't see over the bonnet whether or not the ibis was still there. I just had to push on and pray.
Do you remember that guy who in South Bank famously kicked an ibis to death?
Oh, how could I forget?
Where was he when you needed him?
Yeah, I know. Come tearing out of the city and boot this thing out of my way. Jessica Malboy, fill me up on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Is there a problem, mate?
No.
Zach, a bit of a story from this week I think I'll kick the show off with. I've recently started seeing a personal trainer at the gym because, I'm just kind of like getting lazy and I thought, well,
I'm at
the gym.
You like the personal touch.
Yeah, I like to know that, there's someone out there looking out for me.
Like someone saying your name when you're lifting weights.
I like the encouragement. So he's showing me a few things, different things, but he's working me a lot harder than I'm used to working at the gym.
See, this I don't get. If I'm paying someone, they're certainly not going to be telling me what to do.
Well, the thing is, when you're paying them, you can't say, I don't want to do something. I think that's the only way when the customer is not always right. when you're the PT and I'm sitting there screaming my head off. But I mean, I'm getting a lot more tired when I'm at the gym because he's pushing me a lot harder and harder. But it's getting me to the point where I want to vomit. Like, I'm getting so sick, I want to vomit. But and I said to him, I said, oh, I think I'm going to be sick. Like, I've done it a few times with this guy. And he's like, I think I'm going to vomit. And he's
saying, now you're the boy who cried wolf. You can never say, I'm going to be sick.
I should
have that as a way to back out.
I should have just thrown up on him and then said, there you go.
Asserted your dominance from early on.
Then next time I say, I'm sick, I'll be running for the buckets. But he doesn't do anything. I just say, oh, look, I'm going to be sick. And he goes, oh, okay. But towards the end of the thing, end of my session, it's early morning, so there's a lot more people in the gym than you'd think. Like, it's pretty crowded at 5 o'clock in the morning, which is weird. And it's a Friday, so I'm like, okay, that's a bit strange. But there's so many people there, it makes me think, even if I do need to vomit, I can't do it in front of all these people.
No.
So I've got that extra incentive. First of all, this guy won't allow me to vomit. Second of all, my pride won't allow me to vomit. And, so I'm stuck in between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't accidentally drink some poisons while you're there. You'll be in all sorts of trouble.
Induced vomiting?
Yeah.
I can't.
There's too many people around.
I'm a loud vomiter as well, so...
I feel your pain.
The thing is, like, I'm in the morning, and I'm on a diet, so there's not a lot of food in my stomach, so I know I'd just be throwing up nothing. I'd just be standing in the middle of the room. And everyone looking at me going, this guy does not like a decent workout. So, but I'm standing there and I'm thinking, we're at the end of the session and I'm lying around, I'm lined out and I'm doing some crunches, right? He's getting me to do some ab work, which is a nightmare in itself. And I did the one run through, and then I thought, nah, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick, but I still had that pride. All I needed was like a distraction. I thought if I had a decent distraction, then I could run to the bin or find somewhere quiet to throw up.
Yeah.
Well, the heavens opened up, mate. And I'm there, I'm mid-crunch, and I hear a God Almighty bang. Everyone looks around like, oh my God, what's just happened? Has half the roof caved in? And my personal trainer, he runs off towards the treadmills.
Yeah, brave man.
Brave man, yeah.
Was the bang towards the treadmills?
Yeah,
he went... A lot of people hear a bang and run the opposite direction.
Well, after 9/11.
So many people hear a bang and run toward it.
Well, I'm thinking, how brave is this guy? Yeah. He tears off, and I'm like, well, here's my chance. And I'm kind of laying there. I thought, well, I'm going to have to chuck a cheeky spew in. But he comes tearing back. And lo and behold, everyone's still got all their attention on this guy who's obviously fallen off the treadmill. Because my personal trainer comes running over and he goes, someone's fallen off the treadmill.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, not enough. Not enough distraction. Because someone falls off the treadmill
versus
a guy throwing up.
Yeah, you're going to watch the guy throwing up.
So he comes tearing back. He said, someone fell off the treadmill. I'm like, that's not enough. And he says... And the treadmill dacked him. So, straight to the bin. I vomited my little heart out. No one batted an eyelid.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. We've got Neem waiting outside, Zach.
We do. They're very excited.
Are they?
I don't know. Probably not.
All reports are in. They're excited.
don't quote me on that. I didn't know what else to say.
Riffable coming up a little bit later in the show, plus all the classics, name and shame. And impression of the week, Zach? You feeling good?
Yeah, no, I feel good about impression of the week
this week. I've got an exciting one for you this week, so excellent. I'm really looking forward to it. But Zach, a lot of prep goes into this show, all right?
Yeah. To the untrained ear, it wouldn't sound like it.
Yeah, they'll probably think, oh yeah, it sounds a bit haphazard to me. But no, it's not.
That's the style we do.
You might know it as garbage. But, and I take suggestions, like we said, Riffable's coming back, and we've had to bring it back because we didn't really like the bit.
Community feedback, though.
Everyone's like, bring that bloody segment back, boys. You nail it every time. And I think, well, odd. But yeah, okay, if that's what you want, we'll bring it back. But one thing I, like, oftentimes people try to give us content.
Yeah.
And they say, well, here are some jokes that maybe you should do. And I say, look, you let us handle the jokes. All you have to do is sit there and listen. You got the easy job.
Mm. I call it the easy job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
It's a wordplay joke.
Yeah. I mean, I was just about to say that, but you beat me to it. One person who's particularly eager to get their jokes in on the show is our dad.
Yeah. He loves it. He doesn't like our show, but he likes his jokes.
I don't think he's heard this show once. I mean, I've dabbled in the stand-up comedy, and every time I spoke to him on the phone, it would be him calling me to tell me a good joke idea. Yeah,
he was your ghostwriter.
Yeah. Much to the chagrin of myself,
not,
of course.
Not as played by Nicolas Cage in the film Ghost Rider.
And not the movie based on the character played by John Cusack in the movie Ghost Writer. But, I mean, he loves it. He loves trying to get his jokes in on the show. Yeah. So I've got a couple of them that I want him to... That I said we'd make a segment for him. We'll see how it is. We'll throw it out there in the ethos, and we'll see what happens. So this is a segment. It's called Jokes by Our Dad or something like that. I don't know. We haven't got a name. Hey,
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Sometimes they are just outright sad. But if we don't play them, he'll get mad. They're jokes told to us by Our Dad.
The jokes told to us by our dad, and he's very excited to, I'm sure he's very excited to hear them live.
Yeah.
So I basically just, and I want you to gauge them, Zach. So okay. I'm going to tell you a couple of jokes verbatim from the old man, and I want you to get your reading on them. And then the listeners, of course, they can get involved, and they can let us know how our dad's jokes have fared. First joke off the rank, Zach. We were driving around, and... his wife, his new wife, said the topic of Wile E. Coyote came up,
mm-hmm.
and his new wife said, "I always was fascinated that Wile E. Coyote could always get that Acme stuff delivered to him so quickly."
Yep.
Our father piped up with, I'm fascinated that he can spend so much money on all of that, but can't buy himself a decent bloody meal. So, yay or nay?
Yeah, yay.
Get one, give him that one.
Clever.
This is
clever.
Usually where you would turn to me and say, see, I should be writing for your show.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And the second joke, from this is both from this weekend. We like to keep them topical. I was dropping him off at the Kokoda Challenge. He was walking 96 kilometers straight as part of the Kokoda Challenge. So good luck with everyone doing that, of course. And the guy was giving a spiel up the front, you know, this is what you'll expect on the journey, yada, yada, yada. And at one point he said, now we do have, the army have mentioned that we'll be doing some training exercises amongst the areas where you'll be walking. But don't worry, they're only shooting blanks.
Oh, good.
To which our father piped up with, that's okay, so am I.
Oh, no. That's crass, it's rude, it's not what we need.
Do we give him a bell?
No, we don't give
bell.
Him a bell for that.
Wow. Okay, so they're jokes by our dad. So everyone enjoy them.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and we're joined in the studio with Neem. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Great to be here.
There you go, and I've turned all your mics on as well, so I must really like you guys. guys, I mean, you come down from the Gold Coast, or come up from the Gold Coast?
Well, actually, Logan Village. Nathan's from the Gold Coast, we're from Logan Village, which is, it's not Logan.
Hey.
No, it's between Logan and Mount Tambourine. It's a little tiny country place out there where we've got a couple of acres.
Because you guys are, well, three of the four are all related?
Yeah. Me and Mum, we do the lead singing, and Rick, he's my stepdad, and Mum's husband, obviously. He plays the bass.
So that must be good for writing-wise, you guys all get together and write. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, it's really good. It's good because we're family and stuff. I think we've got really similar styles in our writing and stuff, so it's really good to rebound off each other. And yeah, we co-write a lot of our music, so yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So who's in charge? Is that Mum over here?
I started off being in charge, but as the band's developed and everybody else is, you know, finding their feet, I think that I'm less in charge now.
When she puts her foot down, it's pretty hard to say.
Come on, I'm the mum.
She's my mum. Yeah.
The song that I got sent, which we heard a little bit of it there, is it's a song called Haircut. Is that right?
That's right.
The opening line, because like I said to Zach before you guys came in, I said, I didn't really feel like doing radio today. I had a bit of a headache, and I'm like, I feel like coming in today. And then as soon as I heard that song, it put a jump in my step. And I thought, well, now I'm looking forward to doing the show. And but the opening line in that song was, what is it? I think I'm getting a haircut. I think I'll write a song.
Yeah. it's funny. When I wrote that, actually, it's not from my own experience. I was writing, you know, in the perspective of a friend of mine. And he'd had a bit of a nightmare relationship with a girl. And, you know, it's just about, you know, that when you've broken up with a girl and you've sort of, it's okay again, and you're going to go out and you get a haircut, and you're new again, and yeah.
I was wondering that when you issued those lyrics to your mum and said, well, this is the song that I'm working on, you would have taken one look at the first line and went, oh boy, I think he's phoning this one in.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
That's right. Saying goodbye to Neem.
Goodbye, Neem. As they load all their gear into the elevator and down they go. Glad that they stuck around for two songs there.
Yeah, it was excellent.
They were great. So yeah, if you want to catch a video of that, it's on YouTube. Just search the Josh and Zachary Show channel, and you can see that. Plus all the other guests that we've had throughout the years. You know, they will do a little performance and we throw it up there. And that's that. Zach, I mean, the only other thing we've got to do on this show, other than just the normal banter that we usually do, it's a thrill of a lifetime for a lot of people listening. First time, probably people tune in for the very first time to the Josh and Zachary Show.
And thinking, hang on, what gold have I stumbled across here? I've got to take this straight to the director of Oz Stereo. Does he know these guys are on an AM station?
Actually, I don't want to give it to him because I'll probably be fired for not bringing it to him earlier.
Yeah. I think that's what's holding back our career, is all the people who will be fired for not noticing us earlier than they already did. You can't bury your head in the sand forever, executives. Yeah. You've got to pick us up at some point. Well, God knows I'm not sticking around here for another 2 years.
Well, other than the goal that we usually produce, Zach, it's one of our best segments on the Josh and Zachary show. Yeah. And
best-selling segments, which was weird because it was never for sale, but people still threw money at us. Yeah.
Legally, we weren't allowed to...
to take it.
And, you know, for tax reasons.
Between you and me, I did.
It's riffable. Yeah. Yep. It's riffable. And like we said, we've done it. We did it 1,000 times back in the olden days. And
now,
we kind of fell by the wayside, made way for such segments as Sir Deuce Chillington.
Brilliant
Name
segments.
And shame.
Nothing wrong with the other
impression
segments
of the week.
If you're sitting there scratching your head till it's raw and bloody, thinking, what the bloody hell is riffable?
Mm.
Let me enlighten you. Riffable is like a regular ball, except it exists only in our mind.
Yep.
Josh and I throw the imaginary riffable back and forward.
Of course we do.
And we've got to make a joke revolving around one word that's been randomly selected.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you catch the riffable, you make a joke, you throw the riffable back. That's how it works.
Simple as that.
There's no real ball.
It's 1 minute on the clock, but it would be remiss of us not to play the jingle.
It's Josh and Zachary's.
Josh and Zachary. I came in like a riffable. I've never laughed so hard before.
Black and by popular demand.
God, that brings us back, doesn't it?
God. Magic.
Have you got the word generator up on the computer?
No, of course not, because that wasn't arranged. Well,
didn't know we were doing riffable. Which is weird.
You normally handle the words.
A very detailed example of what riffable is, but without the material. But I do have a newspaper here, mate.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is, rather than do the words, we do
a topic.
Topics on the thing.
All right.
You want to try? Because like,
we'll try.
The rebirth of riffable is still in its early stages. We don't know where we're going to take this gold yet.
No, that's true.
So 1 minute on the clock. And like I said, I've got the Sunday mail here, and I reckon we'll just start flipping through like mad.
Yep.
And I'll read out a couple of topics. We'll throw the jokes in here and there. Everyone will love it. The rebirth of riffable.
All right.
The clock starts. Bit nervous now.
Yeah, no save. Why'd you make it? So-
now, Oprah Winfrey's coming back to Australia.
Hopefully she gives everyone a free car.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yep, there
drive
we go.
Around, yeah. The Queen has been caught doing a Nazi salute.
It wasn't a Queen, it was a reanimated Hitler. Dressed as the Queen.
There you go. Well, you can save a bit of money there. Bishop holds tight on job. Managed to be held loose. Brilliant.
Yeah, nailed that.
John Farnham's coming back to Australia.
Oh, will he ever leave? He just comes back. He does a farewell tour every 10 years.
I think he's Australian, so that... a US trip ends in tragedy.
I got nothing for that. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's an awful thing to bring to Riffable. Oh, no, now the pages aren't working.
Don't blame the paper.
Man pours milk into a cup. Yeah. No.
Nothing on that. Come on, one more.
I can't figure it.
There's nothing more.
A rebel hell. Bikey says Vlad laws have made life a rebel hell. You got nothing on that?
Nah.
Is Riffable dead?
I don't want to call it too early.
We'll bring it back next week. We'll see what...
People will want to hear it again.
Of course they will after that. It's the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, is Brisbane's youth alternative. Years and years with Kings. We'll be straight back after this. It's the Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197, is Brisbane's youth alternative. Maroon 5 with Sugar. And Zach, that basically brings us to the end of the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
nothing more to do.
Pretty much nothing left to do other than this.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
And Zach, if you remember a couple of days ago, or a couple of weeks ago rather, we had intern Had in the studio.
Yeah.
And I gave him impression of the week to do.
Yeah.
He butchered it.
He ballsed it up. Big time.
He had absolutely no idea what he was doing. There was no even accent that he was putting on, no impersonation whatsoever.
No.
And he basically looked at us with his little wide eyes going, oh my God, I'm ruining the show. And I looked back and went, yeah, yeah. And but then you took over.
Yeah, of course.
And
I
you
did.
Killed it.
Had to.
Because, and I was really looking forward to this one. It was Guido Hatzis. And you did a stellar job, I think.
Yeah,
well, and I thought to myself,
I've studied under Guido for a few years.
And you're good at making prank phone calls.
No, I wouldn't go into that.
No, I'm just saying you're good.
No,
at,
I
well,
just
every child has made a prank phone call here and there.
Not as many as I have. Not many have a criminal conviction for doing so.
Well, the thing is, Guido Hatzis.
Yes.
You know him, you love him. For people who don't know, he was I think he was big in the late 90s,
yep,
early noughties. And he would make phone calls. He was a bit of a character. Bit of a Greek god, he called himself.
Yeah.
Which was always fun.
As far as prank phone calls go, at that time and at that place, he was the best.
He was number one. And Zach, I would love for you to use your skills to recreate, for the listeners, a prank call as done by Guido Hatzis.
Hang on, we're doing Guido Hatzis again?
Of course we are. I'll let you pick the phone call that you're going
to
make.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to pick one for me.
Well, maybe. Maybe Guido Hatzis would like to book in for a massage. He's had a very stressful couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
right.
He needs a good old Greek massage. So the phone call will start now.
Hang on. Before the phone call starts, can we put that on pause? Am I doing this as he did the prank phone call? Because I would never remember that. Or am I putting my own spin on this?
No. Yeah, you're putting your own spin on it.
But as Guido Hatzis.
As Guido Hatzis.
Okay, let's go. Roll camera.
Hello?
Yeah, good day, mate. It's Guido Hatzis here, mate.
You've called a massage parlour, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah, mate. I'm a Greek god, mate. I want a massage, mate.
Okay, we can maybe fit you in a little bit later in the week. What kind of massage are you thinking of getting?
Oh, mate, I need a 12-pack rippling abs massage, mate.
Okay, sir, yes, I understand, but...
I am a Greek god, mate.
For the $69, we can give you...
$69, mate, that sounds sexual. Oh, roundhouse kick you in the head there, mate.
We give you three areas where you get massage, sir. So far,
my
we've got
backside,
you.
Mate. Me calves, mate. And a little bit. I can't say that one, mate.
Who is this?
Oh, it's Guido Hatzis, mate. Oh, you've been bloody pranked, mate. Hey!
Hey, that's how you do impression of the week.
That is how you do garbage, gutter. Lowest common denominator impression of the week.
Me backside. Me calves.
There's nothing good in that.
Find that on the podcast.
If anyone knows how to teach someone, tutor somebody how to do impressions,
yeah.
Let me know. Because I'd love to come on board and join up with you and maybe start a school of impressions.
I'll happily pay for that because we need a good impressionist on the show. I just want to thank Neem, the band Neem out of Logan, indie band Neem. But they came in, two songs. Blew us away both times. And you can catch the videos on YouTube. If you search Josh and Zachary Radio Show, you find our channel and you have the videos up there. Of course, the podcast, Josh and Zachary Show Snippets Podcast on iTunes and podbay.com.
It all links into each other. It's
everything.
A rich web.
Yeah, you can just look us up on Facebook, Josh and Zachary Show on Facebook. Give us a like, follow along at home. Other than that, we'll be back next week with the band Hammerhead. But hopefully it stays nice and warm for you out there and no snow. Zach?
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you guys next week.